This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We go. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Dining room filling up a little bit. We got 2 more hours of broadcast to go as we do the show live here at Jake's in Grand Prairie this afternoon with Fan Phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. If you're anywhere in the area, do come by. If your goal is to become the next great DFW sports radio host, this is your opportunity. It gets no better than this right here. I mean, if you can do this, you're jumping the line. If you're not going to do this, what are we going to tell you? Go to broadcast school, start a podcast,
grind.
You know, try to become an intern like Woolchuck and Chiafalo were, over a decade ago now?
Yeah, roughly.
So it's a long process, but you can jump the line if you're absolutely fascinating and brilliant and have amazing sports takes. And your next chance to try out is coming up at 7 o'clock as Nick Harris from the Star Telegram joins us to talk Cowboys here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
Doing fantastic, fellas. Making my long journey back from Oxnard, just crossed into Arizona. So the trek has started, and looking forward to getting back.
Now, do you do that in one shot? Or are you a stay overnight in like Mesa or New Mexico guy, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I'm going to stop in Albuquerque this time around. It's a different stop every time I do this trip, but this time around I'll do Albuquerque tonight and then finish it up tomorrow. We got a preseason game on Saturday, so I got to make it quick.
Shoot, yeah. I cannot wait to talk about that game and expectations with you. Overall, do you feel like the Cowboys are about who you thought they were going into Oxnard? Are they a little bit better, a little worse? What is the net result of that camp, in your opinion?
You know, it's funny. I had dinner with John Machota of The Athletic and Tommy Yarish at DallasCowboys.com last night, and I had mentioned, I was like, you know what? Pretty much all of the questions I had going into camp, I still have those questions coming out of camp. I don't feel like I really know what this team is going to look like until that first half of the Philadelphia game. I think you're going to learn more about that, more about this team in that one half than you will during this entire training camp, during the preseason, just because there's still so much unknown, right? And I think with the concern levels that you have on the team, whether it be the running game or stopping the run, I mean, you're going to figure it out pretty quick if both of those things are, you know, figuring themselves out, or if they're at least in an acceptable position. But, you know, I had said before camp, you know, I think this is about a 9-8, 10-7 type team. I guess I'm sticking with that. But, again, I feel like we really don't know what this team's going to look like until halftime of that Philadelphia game.
Are you taking Jerry's statement that they aren't looking outside the building? Like, there's no acquisitions that are going to happen that could change our thoughts, right?
Yeah, that one's interesting. And, granted, he said that before, and then they've made additions or trades afterward. But if he sticks to that point, I think it is fascinating, just because they could certainly use the help at corner. I think they could certainly use, you know, the help at defensive tackle. You know, there's a couple veterans still out there on the street that could work out. But, you know, those are the only two position groups I would probably be looking at to fill that void. Maybe you know, maybe if there was another offensive line injury that were to happen over the next two preseason games, that one would make sense too. But that one did catch me by a little bit of surprise, just because Stephen Jones has mentioned, you know, that they are, you know, concerned about the corner and defensive tackle rooms. And, you know, a veteran addition would make sense in both of those areas.
What are your thoughts on this running back group as we move into preseason game number two? It seems like Phil Moffitt's having a strong finish to camp. He looked good against the Rams. We didn't get to see Sanders while we were out there. He was out due to injury, Blues battling some injuries. Where are you at in terms of that? I mean, is anybody fighting for a spot? Has anybody maybe gained ground that you didn't think had a shot?
Yeah, I think Miles Sanders has kind of figured himself into a situation now where he's probably fighting for a spot, because you would have to think that between the quartet of Williams, Sanders, Blue, and Moffa, that they probably only take three. So you got to figure out who the odd man out would be. I think if it were to happen today, it would probably be Sanders. But if you had asked me last week, I may have said Moffa. And it's a constantly changing ordeal, I think, in that running back room. But Sanders is going to get some burn against the Ravens. That'll be big for his stock. Blue, it's going to be day-to-day. It's going to be close to see if he's healthy on Saturday. I personally doubt he plays, but it looks good for him to at least go against the Falcons in week three of the preseason. That's going to be big for him, just to be able to show whatever he's done in camp, it can translate into a game environment. I think Williams is probably the only guy that's a safe lock at this point. It looks like he's going to be factoring in quite a bit with this offense going forward. But then, like you said, yeah, Phil Moffa's had a really strong week in camp. He's really come on these last few days, starting to put together some days, and he had a couple good runs in the preseason as well. So there's a feisty battle happening in there at that running back position.
Nick, do you kind of feel like that it's a little bit redundant with the style of backs that they have, if you were thinking about Moffa and, like, you let go of Sanders?
Yeah, there is probably some redundancy there. I think if you look at, you know, a Javonte Williams, you know, that kind of brings the veteran receiving type.
I'm even throwing Hunter Lipke in there. I'm throwing Lipke in there, too.
Yeah.
It seems very redundant if you're going to keep a bunch of backs that are all kind of the same guy. And that's why I was surprised about your Sanders comment.
Yeah, and that's been one that I've been curious about with Phil Moffa throughout camp. Is my question about Phil Moffa has been, okay, yes, he does this well, but what does he do well that no one else on the roster does? And
right.
I think that question is finally starting to figure itself out in the form of special teams. I don't think Miles Sanders is going to be a special teams guy at this point in his career, so it would make sense more for Moffa to be that, you know, bottom of the roster running back that can factor in on special teams. Because if they're going to carry four backs in the form of Javonte Williams, let's just say Jaden Blue, Phil Moffa, and then Hunter Lipke, those four guys, they need to play on, or those two guys, rather, at the bottom, they need to play on special teams in the form of Lipke and Moffa. You know, you can't just burn one of those spots for an unactive guy on game day, and I think Moffa's starting to figure it out special teams-wise.
Nick, which is more likely, four running backs or six wide receivers?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would probably have to go with four running backs, but I think you bring up a good point with the six wide receivers as well. And that's going to be a tough battle for that sixth spot if there is a sixth spot. You got Jalen Brooks, Ryan Flannoy, Trayshawn Holden has really come on. I mean, Jalen Cropper is good at camp every year, but that's another situation of what does he do well that no one else on the roster does. That's going to be a fascinating one. But if I had to pick today, I think that's Jalen Brooks' spot. I think he's, you know, a top five special teams player on this roster.
Nick, what was the, the overall evaluation of Dak throughout this training camp?
Yeah, I thought he had his moments for sure, and he was mistake-free mostly until the last couple of days. He only threw two interceptions in pads throughout all the padded practices, and, you know, both of them were bad, don't get me wrong, but I think when you look at, you know, what he was able to accomplish in the short to intermediate game, you can really tell that they are just trying to build rhythm in that short to intermediate game. There's not a lot of concern about what they can do with the long ball, because we didn't see it a whole lot. We saw it a couple times with George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, but I think there's enough trust there for them to be able to be like, okay, we can roll into the season knowing that's in our repertoire. Let's get this short to intermediate stuff going so that we can sustain drives. And I think we saw a lot of that from Dak Prescott. It's going to be an interesting season for him. It's a pivotal season for him coming off of this injury. You know, there's still questions about, you know, can he win big games even in the regular season? Forget the playoffs. Can he win some of the big games in the regular season as well, you know, like he did, you know, 3-4 years back? You know, he has a lot of questions to answer this year. And, you know, as far as the camp performance goes, I'd probably give it a B+. You know, I feel like he really had his moments, but, you know, we're really going to find out more about him as well in the first half of that Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
What do you think George Pickens is going to do? How much does he change the dynamics for Dak now with essentially two number ones out there?
Yeah, it's really eye-opening to see some of the space that these receivers were able to have whenever George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are lined up on the field together. It's going to benefit CeeDee Lamb more than anybody. Like Dak Prescott for sure, don't get me wrong, but you know, you think about times last year where CeeDee Lamb, and especially in the second half of games, if you think back to the first half of the season last year when Dak was healthy, you know, those second half of games, CeeDee was just, he was schemed against, and, you know, after, you know, the teams went in the locker room, they were able to, you know, dial up how to cover CeeDee. CeeDee got shut down because there was not a legitimate threat in the receiving game. That's going to be tough to do with George Pickens on the field, and we've seen that in the joint practice with the Rams. We've seen that in the training camp practices against the Cowboys defense. Granted, it's a beat-up secondary for the Cowboys defense, but I think there is still some stock you can take away from that. But, yeah, Pickens is going to be a dynamic weapon for this team. You know, I don't know if he's necessarily a 1,000-yard guy just because now all of a sudden there's a lot of targets to get thrown around. You have Jake Ferguson in the mix. You have Kevontae Turpin, who had a really good camp. You know, it's going to be tough to find, you know, enough targets to get to 1,000 yards. But I think whenever you talk about his impact per play, if you will, or his impact per reception, I think it's going to be strong.
What about the cornerback room, Nick? I mean, Zion Childress was getting run with the ones. I thought he really has stood out through camp. I don't know what their plan is going into the season with that nickel spot. Do you think that that's an area that they're going to add, or did anybody else flash to you that you feel confident in?
Yeah, I don't think they know what the plan is at nickel just yet either. They threw all of those options out there in the first preseason game. I would pretty much expect them to do the same thing this week against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, in the form of Kemon Hall, you mentioned Zion Childress, Israel Mukwamu. Mukwamu had the athletic interception, but maybe wasn't as consistent as maybe a Childress was in the preseason game against the Rams. And then Hall has really had his moments during training camp. So, you know, it's kind of a closely contested battle, but it's also a situation of, hey, do any of these guys, do you feel comfortable enough them starting 2, 3, 4 games if you need to, especially against a really good receiving core for Philadelphia, a really good receiving core that's all of a sudden been built in Chicago. Green Bay is that fourth game of the year. You have to think about these things. And so I think with, you know, if the season started right now, it would maybe be Kemon Hall, but I don't say that confidently just because these three guys have been really closely contested. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Zion Childress in the last padded practice yesterday, he ran with the first team the entire team period. So that undrafted kid out of Kentucky, originally from New Caney down in the Houston area, he's really come on as of late. Don't be surprised if he's on this 50-track.
Nick, when it comes to the left tackle spot, Nate Thomas, he seems like he's played pretty well. Do you think that's going to be a tough call for them to make if Guyton is technically healthy just in time to play week one? Would they want to run him out there not having had the training camp? Has Thomas done enough to say, all right, we could go ahead and give him the start? He's been practicing and playing in the preseason games.
You know, Nate Thomas definitely got baptized by fire in the form of Jared Verse in the joint practice in the preseason game. But I think, you know, has he had his moments? Absolutely. I just don't know if he's ready for that week one matchup against Philadelphia. And, you know, that's nothing against Nate Thomas. He's had a huge offseason. And if you would ask me going into camp who I thought the backup left tackle would be confidently, I would have said Austin Richards, and that just hasn't been the case. Nate Thomas has played well enough to be that guy. And so I think it's commendable in his effort, especially after missing all of his rookie year, basically a redshirt year. But I think you would have to hope that Tyler Guyton's ready to go week one, or else that's going to be a really, really tough challenge for Nate Thomas to face in Philadelphia against that lineup of edge rushers that they have. You would hope that Guyton's ready to go.
It's Nick Harris, Star Telegram, talking Cowboys football here with you on The Fan. Young players hoping to see more from in week two Saturday night. Does that list start with Donovan Ezeraku?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ezeraku, that'll be my first name mentioned on any player that has anything to do with young players, any list that has to do with young players. Ezeraku, we could also throw in Nate Thomas as well. He only had 10 snaps in that first preseason game. Tyler Booker, Brian Schottenheimer said today that he will play in this second preseason game. So excited to see that against some interesting backup defensive tackles that the Ravens have. They have a pretty deep unit as well. It's going to be fun to see what Booker can do up against those guys. John Stevens, he didn't get to play last week in that first preseason game. Excited to see what he has coming off those two knee injuries. He's had his moments at camp, but he's also had some issues with some dropsies. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can keep it up as far as the receiving game goes. And then can Joe Milton just be consistent? And that's what you're hoping to get out of it. You know, we talked to him coming out of that first preseason game, and he said, man, I just went out there. I was too excited, you know, and I airmailed some throws just because I had too much on it. He's like, if I had to go back out there right now, I'd be ready to roll. And so this is his opportunity to do so, and we'll see if he learned from that week one and is maybe a little bit more consistent with his arm in this matchup against the Ravens. But regardless, it's going to be fun. You know, the storyline of Joe Milton against Cooper Rush, that's going to be fun too. You know, it's not often that you can have some cool storylines in the preseason, so don't mind if I take advantage of that one.
Any feeling on when Diggs will return?
Doesn't sound like he's going to be ready to start the season, but there's been a lot of optimism about, you know, how he's approached rehab at training camp. And, you know, it seems that both sides are at least on the same page. Just talking about front office and Trayvon Diggs now. You know, you go back to the beginning of camp when things looked a little tense between both sides. I think the two sides have, you know, at least mended for the time being. And they are excited about Diggs. They're counting on Diggs to be a big part of what they do this season. But, you know, when I talk to people about, hey, is he going to be ready for week one? Is he going to be ready for week one? It's more of a situation of, like, maybe not, but he's going to be ready for the season. And so, you know, whether that means he starts on IR and misses the first four games, they are counting on him to be a big part of this defense for the large majority of the year.
What's Nick Harris's educated prediction on if Micah Parsons is playing week one?
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that he is playing just because he has been showing up. You know, those game checks, it's going to be more game check money than he's gotten his entire career because of the fifth-year option deal. You don't want to miss out on those, you know, at the end of the day. But, you know, if you're asking me, does a deal get done before then? Man, I don't have an answer for you just because you're at a stalemate, and it's tough to predict stalemates and when they eventually split. But if you're asking me, does he play week one, my educated guess is a yes.
Hey, Nick, you got to see the premiere of Jerry's kind of docu-series, documentary, whatever you want to call it. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's really well done. Shout out to the Way Brothers. They're originally from Thousand Oaks, the directors of this docuseries. They've done some really cool stuff with Netflix in the past, and you can see just their style and how they approached this ordeal. And, you know, chronologically, they did such a great job of, you know, jumping back in time and jumping forward in time. If you're a fan of the Cowboys and you're a longtime fan of the Cowboys, thinking back to, you know, the days of the 80s and 90s when Jerry Jones first got into the league and then even into the early 2000s, it's a really cool watch just to, you know, be reminded of some of the things that happened back then, but also some behind-the-scenes stuff that's really cool to see these days. And, you know, one little glimpse that I guess I'll throw out there is, you know, Jerry Jones, he did a master's thesis at the University of Arkansas back in 1964 about the business of football and how he thinks he can, you know, change the business of football. And that thesis was still available in the University of Arkansas archives. And the Way Brothers, they went to Fayetteville to get that piece, and they included it in the documentary. So, I mean, that's just the level of research that went into this. Really well done, really well produced. Just a fantastic docuseries for sure.
Hell yeah, Nick. You got me excited for it, actually. Appreciate you. Great job covering camp. What was this, number three for you?
It was. I appreciate you guys. And, hey, man, I have to appreciate you guys, too, because in my very first camp, y'all were the first one to ever put me on the radio waves, G-Bag Nation. So shout out to you guys. I appreciate y'all.
Salute.
And looking forward to another good season.
You're
Keep
a beast.
Knocking them out in those podcasts, too, man. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
You and John.
Cross chop.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate y'all.
Cheers, buddy. Drive safe. There he goes. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, here with you in the G-Bag Nation, home of the Cowboys. We have an hour and 43 minutes to go before Fan Phenom kicks off. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, coming up on the other side. We'll talk about all the news that's been breaking throughout your afternoon as we're live at Jake's in Grand Prairie. Come get a burger, cold beer, and enjoy the Fan Phenom starting at 7. Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
7 o'clock. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hanging out with Tolos here at the breaks as a Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. Many of them will attempt to become the next fan host. Just had a gentleman tell me that he called in, must have been late 2010. And
I think he said 2009?
Well, I wasn't here in 2009.
It must have been 10.
So, yeah, it had to be 10, probably late 2010. Said, yeah. Lucius screened him up, and he got on with us, and his take was that Stephen McGee should be the Cowboys quarterback and Tony Romo should move
on.
Oh,
God, yeah.
And apparently I said, I appreciate your passion, but you need to do some more research or something to that effect. And he's been researching now for 15 years, and he's ready to give you hell coming up at 7 o'clock here in the Fan Phenom. Good news on your Rangers. Okay, it's time now to hit the expressway. G-Bag today is coming up in 5 minutes. The Evan Carter return was amazing last night as he was productive. He was full count Carter, and he gave you what you desperately needed, which was seeing pitches, quality at bats. And, you know, he's looking more and more like that 2023 version of Evan Carter that we got than at any point in 2024, 2025. Now he's just got to keep that going for a while. But the Adolis Garcia sit-down move isn't one we got to spend a lot of time on yesterday because of the late Rangers game. But, you know, I love this move by CY or whoever decided it. Or I guess, I'm sorry, the sprained ankle. Timely.
He's injured.
Sprained ankle. You know, I just bring this up, though, because of how CY reacted with us on Monday. Remember when we asked him about the circus catch that he kind of screwed up? It was kind of more of a fundamental play. He should have been able to get at his hip there on the glove side. It was easy. But, you know, I think CY did not want anything to do with the compliment of Adolis Garcia that day. And maybe it foreshadowed a little bit the decision that they made going into, I guess, Tuesday night's game with Adolis Garcia out. But I think that's where your hopes got to start, that Evan Carter can be that guy and that Adolis uses these 10 days to get a mental reset and come back hungry and focused like he did the last time he got sat down a little bit.
And you should be optimistic because it's worked. I mean, it seems as though any time these guys come back, they've been really good. I mean, Josh Young came back off his stint, was awesome. So hopefully for Evan Carter, he can just continue this. And for Adolis Garcia, it'll be the same thing because, gosh, they need it. Nobody can really carry a lineup on this team. Like, we've seen Seager get hot, but Doley can be infectious. Like, when he gets hot, then you can start to see others in the order. It starts to string together. That just hasn't really happened this year.
Got some juice to it. But you're with me on this, that this will be the last year of Garcia, probably, unless something big happens.
Yeah, I could see them moving on after this year, absolutely, because of the age factor, and they might just – I think it might just be time.
So the assault case against former Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond has been no-billed, faces no further criminal charges in Collin County. There with the judge, Greg Willis, saying today, reviewed the evidence, and you know, there's not enough to proceed.
Yeah.
But he ends up going to the Cleveland Browns. I think some Cowboys fans are disappointed in this, but it's more than this. There are reasons maybe behind the curtain that a coaching staff wouldn't want this guy on the team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there was some talk about him and, you know, him and Golden, you know, those receivers. And, you know, Bond was the guy, Zach, I mean, you're kind of the expert on the University of Texas football, but Bond was kind of the guy that everybody thought was going to be the guy. He was going to be the star and all that. And a really good player, but then Golden just completely, you know, started making plays, went by him. You know, everybody in the drafting world was like, oh,
he's
man,
a blur.
Golden. Yeah. And then they're like, well, yeah, you know, this Bond guy, you got to really dig in, man. There's a lot of things about this guy. And, you know, the more that you did dig in, the more you were kind of like, whoa, okay. And I think some teams had him off their board.
Like, there's no way we're bringing this guy in.
No way we're bringing this guy in. Wow. It's nice to hear that he got all this pass, but there's problems.
Would you bring him in? Like, you need a third best wide receiver on this team.
Not with the current group that you have. I kind of feel like, to me, that his play was good, but I don't think it was to the point where I would say, okay, he's a difference maker. Let me go get – like Lyle Collins. You went and got Lyle Collins. You went down to Baton Rouge. You did all the work.
Yeah.
You did everything. Like, and you made that effort to go try and get a guy like that.
Because he was a first-round talent.
Yeah.
And had a lot of things
exactly.
Didn't have the baggage.
Exactly.
You know, once you got the all-clear on Lyle's legal situation, there was nothing to look at.
Jerry sent Larry Wansley and those guys down there to do all the legwork, and then when they tried to sign him, remember it was full court press at Jerry's house. He had the offensive linemen over; they were all recruiting him, and away they went.
Where are you guys with the Anthony Davis return game to the Lakers with the Mavs and the whole Luka AD thing? That the first one's going to be November 28th. Does that hit your radar? Do you think this story continues to burn?
Sure we'll,
or
yeah, I'm sure
did
we'll
the
talk
Cooper
about
Flag
that.
Thing like sort of create a fresh start where you're just like, okay. It's fairly normal now, and we can proceed with just pulling for the Mavs in a normal context.
I'm very ready for this to be a fresh start, but
I think
any time that it's Luka versus the Mavs, it's just going to suck to watch. It's just going to hurt. I mean, I hated watching him just torch the Mavericks at the double. It just felt wrong just watching him do all the things that we had grown to love him do, even the things that we'd grown to love him hate. Watching him do, whether he's whining to the officials and not getting back on defense. It was like, man, he is still brilliant offensively. But, yeah, I'm ready to turn the page, but I think that those one games a year, two games a year, depending
on
health.
For a while.
It's always going to be like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, I hear you. I think I'm there. I want to move on, but I don't know what that's going to feel like. Yeah. I mean, I was not ready for the first game, you know, and the feelings that we had just sitting there watching it was surreal, and maybe it's still too soon to imagine anything being different. Live from Jake's in Grand Prairie, it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Back into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yes, indeed. I done got my life together. I ain't doing nothing but weed. Fat Jack. Hey, the Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Shout out to those folks. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is Lucius Alexander. I go by L.A. You might know me by LaPaul out there in Grand Prairie. Oh, yeah. Shout out to the south side of Grand Prairie, too. I love you. At Lucky Lucius P on social media if you see anything that we should be playing. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day three. Day three for this champion audio right here. We go to the In Foul Territory podcast. Texas Rangers rally to Les. He was talking about his podcasting, his interviewing experience with the G-Bags. And, boy, I tell you what, it went viral. I've been tagged in all types of opinions and thoughts and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I don't care if I'm.
Yeah, I had to start hot-taking Cowboys the last couple of days just to cleanse the TL.
Just to get it out of there. Getting tagged in all types of stuff.
Just get out of the Rangers mess.
It's like, damn, I didn't know y'all felt that way. Oh, my God. All right, here we go.
Why do you let Jock Peterson, of all people, go like this to you? And I heard him call you fat. Like, what are we doing? Like, you're bigger than him. Squash him.
Well, it's a little inside joke. You're a big guy, too, so you get it. But, you know, we have bigger stomachs. And, you know, we're just a couple of, you know, some, you know, the Bash Bros or something. I don't know. The Belly Bandits. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Somebody else. Somebody else called me something. I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat. And they were like, hey,
you like
you
food?
Know, if you could eat anything here, what would it be? And I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And they were like, yeah, have you ever had food here? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, I have. I live here. And they were like, oh, so you've eaten. And I was like, yeah. Then they called me the Girthquake or something stupid. And
did you, Rowdy, did you feel like they took it too far there? When they were on with you? Like, was it?
No,
I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but what was the deal?
They tried to be funny, and they're not. They're just not funny. So I went full just emotionless person and was like, hey, guys, that was pretty stupid. So we'll leave it at that.
Yep, little shock jock stuff.
Yep, little shock jocks.
Little shock jocks.
What? What's their deal? What's their deal?
Taking it too far. Yeah. Can't believe someone would comment about fatness in the first minute of an interview like I just did.
Okay, all right, let's see. Got some competition today. Ooh, hey. Let's go to Around the Bases last week where my man Eric Chiafalo was filling in for Zach Woolchuck. He was dropping some baseball knowledge on us.
What'd you do?
He was trying to stay away from it, but, you know, Broadus pushed him there.
Oh! And this is one of the best starts to a season in modern baseball history. A 1.38 ERA. It's the second lowest through a player's first 19 starts this century.
He's only Bob Gibson.
Yeah, he's only the fourth player to do it since baseball integrated more than 70 years ago. That was, as you mentioned, Bob Gibson. You had, had Zach Greinke did it. And one other guy in the late 60s was able to pull that off. But
like a Warren Spahn dude?
I was shying away from it because I'm pretty sure this dude's name is Louis Tiant.
What? Louis Tiant.
Yeah. If you say so.
Louis Tiant.
Okay.
Boston Red Sox.
Louis T. But Eovaldi and Gibson are the only starters. Go ahead, sink into it, man.
Louis Tiant. What did you just say?
It looks like Taint to me.
I know it does.
Is it T-U-I-T, right?
You got to squint to see something else, man.
Try to stay away, bro.
I heard that. That's what I like about it. And you got this guy.
Yeah, that guy in the 60s. We're going to not talk about him.
One other guy.
Some other fool on here, but let's not pay attention to that. Let's talk about
you have some dyslexia? You're the guy in the A there?
All right, let's see what else I got for you boys. Pickleball, big pickleball thing going down tomorrow. You guys going to be out there at Pickler Universe, right?
We'll be there.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, in Carrollton.
Say more.
It's the best pickleball spot in America. It's a wall-to-wall pickleball court, state-of-the-art stuff. You got pros practicing there.
Yeah.
If you're into pickleball, it's the place to be.
That's
absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like
free
pickleball.
They have live music.
Beer samples.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate that, Dawson. Down. I definitely wrote that time down, too, there, man. I appreciate you, buddy.
Bang, bang.
Look at that. Teamwork. Make the dream work. Okay, we got a woman right here. She crashes out after seeing some pickleball players on the courts after hours. After hours.
Hey, you play pickleball on these courts. All of you.
Door is open.
It's not open.
Are you blind?
Are you blind? Look at the time. Hours of operation. Somebody else will deal with you. I'm done with you, ass.
Bye.
Yeah, right. And I know it. And you're a dick.
Wow.
It's like Christian McCaffrey's mom.
She just came right out and called us that.
She did.
She did not even.
Yeah, talking about her baby, man. Talking about that lady's baby. What do you expect?
Me and Dawson just kind of nod our heads like, yeah, you're right. Yep.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
100%. Mama bear there.
Yeah.
Claws were out.
She was.
Handle up on us pretty
good. She put
them
away, and then you were like, oh, hey, you want to bring those back out there?
I was trolling her.
That was
I was apologizing and trolling at the same time.
Yeah, I bet you were. I bet you were, 100%.
Son's a great player, but he's hurt all the time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, shoot, he's so amazing. The only way we could win is if you'd hurt. I mean, surely you could understand that.
Hey. Yesterday was a church day. Midweek service. That's right. You're going to get a blessing. You showed up to that midweek service. God's got a blessing for you. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. This church right here, this should have never happened. This was on television. Maybe the Trinity Broadcasting Network. I don't know. It was down there in Atlanta. They call this the R. Kelly, the King James Version.
Singing for us. I don't see nothing wrong with living for Jesus. Take it away, Johnny.
Don't take it away, Johnny.
Take it away. Wow.
Don't take it away, Johnny.
Piano man.
Cancel this.
You know I don't see nothing wrong with living for Jesus Christ, saints.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Oh my God,
it's terrible.
Wow.
Look, he hit them notes too.
Pretty good pipes.
Almost
as good as Maris Leofau.
Pretty
crazy,
bro. You seen
this Leofau clip?
Yeah, Maris can sing.
Yeah. I know some people would consider that sacrilegious to remix a song like that, a romance song.
I mean, it's R. Kelly's song, though, of all songs.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I don't mind you remixing, but R. Kelly's song?
Extra Thin Ice.
Pick something else.
Yeah. And then my man looked like Tariq Nasheed. If you know anything about Tariq Nasheed, the guy singing looked like Tariq Nasheed. He had a super perm on his head, and his hair was shiny, flat, laying on his head.
I got to Google this now.
Yeah, you got to look at this guy.
Yep. Tariq Nasheed. Okay, is it your church blessings there? Is it the pickleball Karen? What's going on with these Karens? How can you get bothered so much? I don't even notice anybody else. You could be doing anything outside my house and be like, hey, I guess they're out there playing flag football. Oh, man. You know, I guess my front yard's the end zone. Pretty cool. Maybe go out here and watch. Okay, we got Chief describing the rarefied air that Evaldi is in. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Or is it our current champion, Rowdy Tellez, looking for three? It's been a big week for Rowdy Tellez. Okay.
They talk about us on Reddit, apparently. I had no idea.
Oh, Reddit's
I got tagged in Reddit stuff, man.
We got a Reddit thread?
Oh, yeah. Nasty.
That's uncalled for.
It's nasty.
Yeah, don't bring Lucius into this. I clarified on @GBagNation. Listen, if you want to say I'm not funny, that's fine. But Lucius and Chief, they're damn funny. Okay? So let's just get that established.
Pressure.
We got Chief describing the rarefied air that Evaldi is in there with the gentleman's name, Taint. Louis Tiant. Tiant is how you said that. That's my vote, Chief. How about you?
Thank you. I'm going to go with old Router.
Okay, Lucius?
Yeah, I mean, Rowdy T, I guess.
Rowdy T. Woolchuck.
Rowdy T.
I'll go with Louis Tiant, a.k.a. Louis
Taint. It's tied at two, Brian.
Whoa. I didn't expect this.
That's weird. That's weird.
Whoa. Gavin. We're going to go with our...
Rowdy Tellez?
Rowdy Tellez.
Okay, by a score of 3-2, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion.
He's done it.
Congratulations to him. Been a big 10 days. Oh, I mean, two game-tying home runs, and now three-time G-Bag of the Day champion. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
It's a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
All right,
fire on this floor.
It'll make you dance some of everything.
Bang, bang, bang.
Like is so important, man. We be focusing on love all the time, man. You nicer to a person when you like them. You kind of mean when you love them. You think you're all right. Let's say you're out on a date with somebody you like and you knock their drink over by mistake. You're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me buy you another one because you like them. But if you knock that drink over and you love them, you're going to go, now why the f*** would you put your drink right there? When you know I talk with my hands. Can I get the check, man? I can't stand this, bro. It's always tough love. It's never tough like.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Jack. This is L.A. Live for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. Damn, August 14th. Flying by, bro. Slow down, August. Where you got to go, August? Slow down, baby. It's a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Shout out to all the lady tolos that listen to this station.
So all of my
ladies. Hey. You are appreciated. Fellas, how many lady tolos do you think listen to this station?
About 35,000.
35,000. Anybody else got a damn guess?
Lower? I would say thousands for sure.
You got, you know what?
100K.
Yeah, okay.
10.
Okay. Thank you guys for your participation
about,
in this segment.
How about 2%? Would that be fair?
2%?
2%? Like if you had 100, because I know, like when I do like YouTube numbers, it's always 98% male, 2% female.
Breaks down. Well, we got Tolo D.
That's your mom,
tagging
girlfriend.
Us and stuff all
yeah,
the time.
So I just wonder if 2% is kind of our number. I don't know.
Sounds about right.
I'll go with it. I ran into a Tolo couple at Tom Thumb in the deli section. I had a G-Bag Nation shirt on. It was soaking wet because I just left the gym. I was going there to get me some baked chicken.
Yeah.
And this guy asked me about my shirt, and he, you know, he figured out what was going on. Yeah. And I could tell by the look on her face, she was not a fan of the station.
Oh, jeez, it's one of those guys.
Yeah. He makes us listen, you know, I understand.
Always talking about food.
Yeah.
Freaking fat shaming.
They're not funny.
You guys play the same song 5 times a show. Why? And I could have answered her question why. I was like, well, it's the top of the hour. It's a different audience all the time. Things. Bro, I didn't feel like doing it. I was just saying, hey, you know, people like it.
Yeah.
That's all I said, bro. That's all I said. But shout out to those Tolos. They live in my neighborhood. I think they're retired. They're riding around in a golf cart.
Oh, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
That's life right there.
Yeah, straight midday, bro. Just gosh, with a nice little keel drunk they got going on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Got that a Yeti Stanley cooler cup on that thing with like a radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And flags. Shout out to them.
Flags.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. Watch out for us.
Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com.
You know what women hate is when you tell them to calm down. Right? So now when she yells at me, I just go, love your energy. Love what you're doing.
Good advice right there.
It's great advice right there. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan on the ladies. Nice shout out to the ladies. Let's see what we got right here. Fellas, if you're out here looking for a love of your life, maybe you're single, maybe you're not getting those return calls that you should be getting.
Nobody's swiping.
Could it be your appearance? It could be your appearance.
Oh, absolutely.
It could 100%. Just be your appearance, man.
No
question. Hold on one time for the ladies.
I haven't had no sex!
Oops.
It's all right, bro. I had to get that in there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm going to help you out here, fellas, if you're trying to hook up, trying to find you a lady of your life or whatever. Stand-up comedian Daphne Springs. Hey. She asked the women that follow her on Threads, what's one thing that a man wears that irritates you? So your date could have went bad just because you had something goofy on, and the whole time she just couldn't focus on the date. It was just because you was looking goofy. So I'm going to just throw something at you real quick. Hey.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Lady said white socks. They don't like white socks, fellas. Get those white socks out of here. They do not like white socks. A whole lot of ladies said that, too. There was a lot of likes on that comment.
I bet they would love the Proud Brian socks we got.
Proud Brian socks,
those
yes.
Those are badass socks, man.
Yeah.
What about black tube socks? You know, they're still tube socks, but they're not white. That's what I switched to a while back. I noticed those white socks were kind of like looking like the tidy whiteys of socks.
Okay.
So I switched off them a while back.
Okay. Yeah, I got something for you.
Okay.
Somebody said calf socks with shorts. Calf okay. socks with shorts pulled up to yeah. the gate. Shout out to my yeah. man, Broadus.
Yeah.
I push those things down, Lucius.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
The cat, my Nike socks, I do. The colored ones, I push
the
them
ones
down.
You pull up high with the two yellow stripes on top. And match your LSU
no,
gear.
No, no, that
two yellow
that
stripes.
That was like 1970s, man. We're like, it looks like Captain here, Steubing on the Love Boat. You know, the white shorts and the socks all the way up. Yeah.
Was that styling back then?
Oh, gosh, yes.
It looked, yeah.
Yeah, the bike shorts, you know, like those.
Wow.
Those, yeah.
I just figured you guys didn't know what the hell you were doing.
We didn't.
No.
You're right.
No,
we didn't.
No.
Still don't.
No. What's one thing a man wears that irritates you? These women are responding, helping us guys out in the game. Do-rags in public, they really don't like that, apparently. Mm. Maybe I have somewhere to be later. How about that? You don't know. Clothing with superheroes on them.
I could definitely see that. Yeah, looks a little Underoo-ish.
Underoo.
Yeah. Granimals.
Yeah. It's the only thing worse than that is a WWE.
And the bear. Oh, damn.
Sorry, Haggy, but the only thing worse than that's probably a WWE t-shirt.
Oh, damn.
You know, yeah. If you have that on your dating profile.
Yeah, on the dating profile, probably. Oakleys. Apparently, the ladies do not like Oakleys.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I think they're badass, some of these new Oakleys.
Yeah. Hey, the Meta. Meta's about to link up with Oakleys. So we don't have the Meta glasses, Oakleys version.
Ooh.
Yep, how about that?
I'll tell you what, Lucius, they tried to make the Oakleys with the speakers and the frames that, you know, like you could listen to, like, you know, music and stuff with them. They had such a problem. I bought a pair, and the sweat factor, I was trying to use them when I was running and stuff like that. But the water would get in, and it was like
waterproof speakers?
No, hell no. It was like $600 of just down the drain. Because the speakers went out because it just wasn't waterproof, you know. But I tried them. I tried Oakley. They
got some boat speakers in there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? One thing that a man wears that irritates you, I'm trying to help you fellas out right here, man. Take notes. Nose hairs that touch the top lip. I don't think that's a article of clothing.
That's
but I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
A little better manicured than that.
Yeah.
Been having an issue
with
that.
Hurts like hell when they take those things out.
Oh, it does, dude. God, it's dang. Not fun, but you got to do it.
I think you're about over 45. You got to take care that you're shaving your ears.
Oh, your
ears. Trimming your eyebrows.
Yes. Yeah, and all that. Yeah.
You got the electric one, right? You just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hair growing you places you never thought
it's crazy, bro.
Boach had that issue a couple years ago. Remember that? I called him out for it. Ever since then, it has been tight. I think he was listening that day. Got himself a personal groomer.
Ever since then, it has been.
I swear.
Kennedy, what's
he had
your
some
question?
Caterpillars up there in the playoff run.
He was bushy.
See what else? Fedoras. Ladies do not like the fedoras. Apparently, fedoras.
Yeah, but they'll break them out in a heartbeat themselves.
Ooh!
Let it be a fall day. They'll show up with those things
from
on.
The top ropes.
Yeah.
Brian Broaddus.
Hypocrites.
Yeah. Oh, I got my red one on today. Yeah.
Slides. Styling hat.
Slides made the list. People, they don't like the slides.
I agree. Lazy. I don't even like to wear them myself.
Yeah. Boy, those slides are something
and
else,
they put
man.
Some white socks on them. You're really doing well.
They're great around the house. They're great before and after sports. But I think they saw their heyday as a trend.
Yeah.
About 1989.
It's just crazy because I like watch these videos that are trending online and these kids are committing crimes.
Running in them.
They have slides on, committing crimes.
Flying off.
Yeah, like, and they got like some slim jeans on with the slides. Yeah. It's like some 27 slims, bro. I'm talking about some real slim jeans. 27 slims with a whole switch of slides.
That's fourth grade.
Come on, dog. Yeah, white jeans. Ladies do not want to see you in the white jeans, apparently.
Dude, I bought a pair, never wore them. I thought, wow, what did I think?
I imagine you in a pair right now.
Oh, it's a dangerous
so
game.
Bad. I was thinking to myself, why in the hell did I do this? And I just,
as much
they're hanging
as you
in the closet. I'll probably.
As much as you spill crap on yourself.
Yeah, those will never see the light of day.
Dude, do the Cowboys postgame show on them on Saturday.
Go F yourself. How about that?
Do your Saturday night pants.
Yeah, I figure white pants would be nice if you were like super rich. You're like in Ibiza. You know,
or you're a Dominican baseball player,
pro golfer. You can get away with if you're
get
pro
away
golfer.
With those ladies.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of big chains on, white jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hi, Poppy.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, Poppy.
Yeah, late yeah. Home run.
Ladies do not like the hats with the price tags or stickers on them, fellas. So you know,
okay,
take that with what you will. Those dangly cross earrings. And all the athletes are wearing right now, apparently the ladies do not like that. Unless you're a million-dollar athlete, then they'll look over it.
Looks like George Michael-ish.
I want $500,000 a year and $50,000 a month for my kid.
Damn. Some girls
Listen,
said,
I'm going to give you a million and shut the hell up.
How about that? Those Jesus sandals with the Velcro on them.
Jesus sandals with the Velcro.
Yeah. Oh, those ones.
Are those the soccer slides kind of thing?
No, that's more like your just your traditional sandal. Yeah. You know, like you'd see guys walking across the desert in.
Yeah. Like a barbecue master wears. The barbecue master always has those leather sandals on, bro, and he's tearing it up in there.
It's the Crocs. It's always the Crocs. It's a big guy like me with the Crocs on cooking outside.
This girl says, anything that shows their nasty feet, I do not want to see. So let's cover our feet up, fellas, when we go meet these ladies out here. They're not a fan of it. Handlebar mustache?
I mean, if you can really pull it off, I think it looks great.
Yeah, some people can.
That's like 1970-ish again.
Boy, my dad used to rock one for a very long time. It was so sweet.
Yeah, like if you can do it, it's a badass.
Boy, it was sweet. And he had that cowboy hat on, too, with that handlebar mustache. Like, look at Pops.
That's badass.
And he had the black version of, what is that, the party in the front? What is it? The business in the front, the mullet? He had that mullet, but it was Jerry curl, bro.
Yeah.
He had a Jerry curl, and it was fire. Pops was out here.
So you like easy like Eric Dickerson kinda?
Fire kind of thing?
Yeah, my dad.
Eric Dickerson had that look.
Yeah.
Pops, cowboy hat, Jerry curl, handlebar mustache, brand new trucks. Boy, Pops was what?
God, he must have been putting up numbers in that time.
Bad son of a gun, boy. I tell you what. Yeah,
is that a Trans Am? What's he driving away in that look?
Yeah. He had a few of them hot little cars. He loved the trucks, but yeah, he had the Camaros, his IROC Zs.
Yes.
Oh, that
Z's.
Was that. 28. Yeah, that was that man's bag. That was that man's bag. Yeah. Them dusty ass Nike Tech suits, this girl says. I took that personal because I got a whole bunch of them. Mesh shirts.
Who does that?
Like in the 80s, like a football player mesh shirt?
We didn't know what we were doing.
People are still rocking those? Man, you must be built to be wearing one of those out in public.
You could be a fat slob like me.
I think you're trying to show off a little bit too much.
You're just hot.
Look at the abs.
Yeah.
Overpowering cologne. Women do not want to smell the overpowering cologne.
Try some Polo here.
Yeah.
It goes both ways with the perfume.
Yeah, it goes both ways for sure.
I found some CK1, and I'm wearing it today, in fact. Found some CK1 about a month ago. I threw that joint on. Remind me of eighth grade, bro.
Feeling sexy.
Is that when the video was going around about you, Lucius?
CK1. Oh, no. That was high school.
Okay, sorry.
That's when I got Dirt Diggler, the name. But it was amazing, though, because the girls were coming to me at lunch, be like, oh, hi, Lucius. You know, my parents are out of town this weekend. And I was like, damn, that tape worked.
That was a highlight reel, bro.
You were ahead of the Kardashians on that one.
It was all accident. I went back and found all those tapes and destroyed them all and threw them in Joe Pool Lake at one point. I crushed it. Yeah. What's one thing that a man wears that irritates you? The ladies out trying to help us out here, fellas. Wearing your pants below your bum cheeks. And the number one answer on the board, I waited for the very end to say this because I didn't want to offend anybody. Crocs! Crocs, number one answer on the board. They do not want to see your Crocs, fam.
Your lady must have been hating you in those Crocs, Brian.
I've been divorced
she talked
twice.
You out of them.
What do you think? I mean, gosh, I cook crawfish in them.
I know.
I do the crawfish boil.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
Preferred by nurses everywhere. You know, those Crocs, it's a very.
Restaurant chefs. Clogs. Yeah, they do that.
At least they're not hating on the Hokas, man. That's good news.
Oh, they're comfy.
The Hokas?
Yeah, the Hokas. I think that'll be on next year's list.
Yeah.
It's good for the lumbar.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I got to get on out of here. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. Looks like I have some best of the summer news bloopers for y'all tomorrow. How about that?
Oh, here we go.
I'll do that. The best of the summer. I'm out of here. Peace.
It'll be a proper football Friday when we return tomorrow here in the G-Bank Nation. Rangers will be taking on the Blue Jays. And when we come back, Brian?
We're at 5:30 tomorrow.
We're 5:30 tomorrow? They're in Toronto?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The homestand has concluded.
Yep.
Do you want to move up LA Live to like 4:40 tomorrow then, Lucius?
Okay, yeah. 4:40. Yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever, man.
All righty. Let's come back with a proper round trip, Woolchuck. What do you say?
All right, let's do this. Have you ever wanted to cry for another man? That's next.
Yes.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.